And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 25th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Virginia Woolf, born in London, 1882. She published 9 novels, including Mrs. Dalloway, To the Lighthouse, Orlando, and also wrote a book called A Room of One's Own, based on lectures that she gave at women's colleges in Cambridge, in which she said, "A woman must have money and a room of her own if she is to write fiction." Virginia Woolf lived with her husband Leonard in Bloomsbury in London, and her room was a downstairs storage room. She had hundreds of books down there, a bed, an old chair, paintings by her sister Vanessa, stone floor, which was cold, but there was a skylight in the roof. And she went down there and wrote for 3 hours every morning, sitting in a wicker chair, using a board for a table, smoking hand-rolled cigarettes. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Burns, born in Alloway, Scotland, 1759, born to an impoverished tenant farmer and his wife. He had a hard childhood, manual labor, but his father valued education, and he taught the boy arithmetic, history, reading, and geography. And he began to write poems when he was quite young, wrote them about a young woman named Nellie Kirkpatrick, and then about other women. Robert Burns had a child with his mother's servant girl, and not long after that, twins with a woman named Jean Armour. He was going to sail off to Jamaica and take a job as a bookkeeper on a plantation, but he didn't have the money for passage to the West Indies, and so he put his poems together to sell them. It came out in 1786. It was called Poems Chiefly in the Scottish Dialect, and it became a great success, and it made Robert Burns famous in Edinburgh. Robert Burns, a singer, who is also responsible for the song that people sing at the end of the year, Auld Lang Syne. He died at the age of 37, became the national poet of Scotland, and on his birthday every year, the 25th of January, Burns suppers are held in many countries where haggis is served, and Scotch whisky, of course, and cockalicky soup, and a piper plays, and guests take turns reciting the poems of Robert Burns. Here's a poem by Robert Burns on his birthday, his most famous poem, A Red, Red Rose. Oh, my love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Oh, my love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. As fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I. And I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas go dry. Till all the seas go dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun, and I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. And fare thee well, my only love, and fare thee well a while, and I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 miles. A Red, Red Rose by Robert Burns. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.